just to let everyone know, Piazza stated that they're recording the meeting. First topic is the construction schedule. Piazza sent construction schedule 16 on October 13th. Piazza stated that this is everyone's schedule, not just Piazza's. The last meeting, Tall stated they can only cut their durations if OT work happens. Piazza's metal panel sub began mobilizing on 10-10. Piazza will advise on delivery date for metal panels. Do we have an update on that?
I have panels being glued tomorrow.
Lovely.
As far as the schedule?
Yes, sir.
We want to give you an updated schedule because Mr. Davidson has stated about durations and closing the schedule. I don't have durations from the other primes. Okay, I need to know how they're going to close their gaps in order for me to close my gaps.
So what do you need for that, Nick?
Well, hold on. My understanding was the schedule, we were shifting all the floors now because we were going 4-3-2-1, and Stuart was going to reflect that in the schedule.
He did already.
Okay, and we were going to send it out, and everybody's going to look at it, and then we had our meeting last week, which wasn't very productive. I think it could have been more productive. But I think if everybody kind of sits and looks at it, we can play with it and see it and look at it and come up with some better dates, if
Nancy,
that's the word we want to say.
I agree with you, and that's what I've been trying to do. Okay, but unless, just for example, let's say Paul, he can't move his durations. It affects everybody, okay? There were statements made that were incorrect in a letter that we received from Russ, which we're backing that all up. So the point is, let's sit down, lay out the schedule, see where we can get it to move, right? And like we're going on ceiling grid. We're already locked out on the exterior walls, fourth, third, going on to the second. There's nobody being helped, nobody being mobilized for the job, okay? And we're going right down.
But my only question is, what do you need? You need a.
I need to know if, just an example. Let's say he has 4 weeks for something. Can he shrink it to 2 weeks? If he can't. He still doesn't know about his change order, his security, all that. That's a big part of us putting up grid, finishing up, and really bombing. There's 23 carpenters on the job.
All right, yeah. let us look at everybody's durations, and we'll see where the conflicts lie.
But Mike, we need to look at the durations with everybody.
Well, I'm going to do that here. I think we have to have a separate, smaller meeting.
Yes.
Because there's just like too many people. Right. It just needs to be someone from TALT, someone from J&M. I mean, Lombard really doesn't have a lot of input here, but I'm sure he'll come. And just sit down and have a regular meeting. Not about all the other crap
with
that's going on.
With one agenda and durations.
That's it. And that way, at that meeting, we could turn around and squeeze it and say, this is what it is. It is what it is going to be, what it is.
I thought also on that meeting we talked about getting, because you have been to, you said that's a...
It's up. It's going. He's got two floors ready to go.
Can I finish? You have a lot of pin tube. That's the longest duration item you have. And it was going to be 4-3-2. And Joe, you said at the meeting that 2 was going to be ready before 4. And that so some things were going to shift around. Has that shifted around? And you were going to get back to Jim with when areas were ready for pin tube.
We did the other day. We answered your questions. 4-3 are ready. 2 is going to be ready by the end of the week. That's 3-4s.
And Nick, you got to let him finish talking, please.
Yeah. So we did see that email, but I thought it was not 4, it was 2, wasn't it?
No, it got changed 4-3-2, then
okay.
1.
Okay.
Originally, it was supposed to be 2-3-4, then 1.
So you switched it around.
Yeah.
And you're aware of that, and you can get going on FinTube? You've looked at it?
Well, I have not looked at it.
Okay.
Greg's looked at it.
And then I thought also from that meeting, Jose was going to look at his manpower, and you were going to come back and say if there's a certain area or a critical task that required overtime, you were going to propose overtime to see if the owner felt it was worth it to advance the overall schedule.
That's correct. That was discussed, and then I sent out an email saying that which areas that need, because it's not just us. Whatever we change affects everybody else. So we need to look at if they want to change durations on their portion. We need to know what durations they're looking to change. So we could tell you yes, we could do that, or no, we can't do that because we need X amount of time to do it, and we need to We have to do it on overtime. So we need to know, it impacts everybody. It's not just us telling you we're going to change this.
So I'm just going to, I don't mean to quit. So the first area that I'm going to say may need overtime is...
No, but Joe, I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you. I don't want to get into that part of the weeds with this meeting. I want you to say we need a meeting to discuss the overtime and the durations, and let's limit it there. I don't want to... doing a specific thing on a specific thing.
You're 100% right.
Agreed. So maybe next Wednesday we can have that meeting.
Yeah. So let's get a duration meeting, lay the schedule out, and see where everybody can tweak it.
Okay. I just want to make my one statement. Yes, next Wednesday, if that works for everyone, let's do the schedule. But my one statement is, if Michael, you're going to start considering overtime, that would be what J&M's, in my opinion, with the climate control, because the faster we get climate control after we get the power, you have time to make that decision, because I think power is coming in another month roughly, the 800 amp. That's where, if we can save some time with getting climate control going.
Yeah, we'll bang all that out.
The only advantage that we have here, okay, right now, is we have the doors, we've got the kitchen stuff, we've got toilet partitions. We got everything in our hands.
It's good.
Okay, the Toronto guy's out here to make a sample. And once he puts that base on, we're flying with tiles on the walls.
I know, but you also have to think about enclosing the building.
Is it closed? I got four windows to put in. The end things I can't put on because I don't know where he's going to go with his security. I'll close it. If I got to put temporary sheetrock on the wall, I close it. I need that space open in the front. It's the only way we're going to get material in.
You need some spaces open on McLean. I get it. And some spaces open on Lawrence. Right. I get it. But not everywhere.
It's not open everywhere. We could take... Let's walk through it and see what's open or not.
Let's do it.
There's four windows that we were...
I agree. Let's walk it.
Right. But we were putting the material through. Four windows on the process of closing those four windows.
So if you have wood doors, they shouldn't be here until you have some degree of climate control.
We're not on site. They're in storage, and
okay,
you're paying for it. So,
Chris, go ahead.
Okay. Tall stated remaining panels were received 9/26. Main missing breaker for MP4 panel came on 10/11. Regarding switchboard meeting that was held with Tall on 8/25, there were two options provided by BGA, but information was never provided to Tall.
Not true. We gave them everything they need.
Now they have everything they need.
Now we do.
Now.
This is old. This is from
2 weeks ago.
I still got to go through them though. Switchboard still scheduled for February 2024. May arrive a few weeks early.
Anything new on that?
No, still the same.
Talk.
Actually, we picked up 2 weeks, correct?
That's in here.
That's what he told us here at the meeting.
Talk to provide updated schedule for light fixture deliveries.
Did he get back to you with schedule?
Yeah.
Okay. Fixtures?
Yeah.
Is it different from what he said before?
No, he just updated what he delivered.
Okay.
So as far as durations, no, he's still... We're looking at...
I mean, a lot of stuff is supposed to be coming next
month. Yeah, I would say 95% is coming next
month. Yeah, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
95% is coming in when?
Next month, by the
end
of November.
That's next week, by the way. November is next week.
By the end of November, he on his schedule shows that 95% of ledge will be here.
Bulletin 13 for elevator was sent to Talt on 9/27. Talt provided PCO for additional work, CO being issued, and Talt can order materials.
Well,
Yeah, that changed after
that. That changed. After I was told to go ahead and order the material, the PCO was taken back.
Not all of it. It's modified, right?
Right.
We still don't have a PCO.
Correct.
Did you agree on modification of the PCO?
I believe we did.
All right, so then you're just saying the paperwork has to fall through.
I signed it.
I think that's a process.
Yeah, I think I signed it yesterday.
Well, until we get the paperwork, we're not proceeding.
No.
You got it, right?
Mike, if you signed it, we'll sign it.
Yeah, I think I signed it.
That was the one that was sent last week.
It was sent.
We don't have it.
If he said he signed it, you got to take his word for it. He's a gentleman.
Yeah, but you would have gotten a DocuSign.
You shrugged your shoulders on that, Jose?
No, because last week everybody agreed that it was approved. Got an order of material, and then a day later I was told.
Remember, there was two different ones.
The first one was okay. We're talking about the $14,000.
Okay,
I think we
we're all on the same page.
We did a couple of them for you.
We're
yesterday.
All on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jose, you spoke with Kevin, correct? He's got everything ready.
Okay.
And I think I signed it.
Signed one of them already.
Yeah.
Yep. We're moving forward, not backwards.
Con Ed already completed their work for the temporary 400 amp service. Switchover began the week of 10-11 and it's completed.
Yeah. We have the 400 amp ready?
The 400 amp is...
Ready for the elevator, guys?
No. That's part of this change order that was told to guide and proceed with last week.
The 400 amp is switched over.
All right, so let me ask
He's
it a different way,
panel,
Jose.
If
you get your change order,
yep.
When will the 400 amp be ready?
Got to order it.
We got to order the panel, run the wire.
Week.
1 week. Okay. That's all I need. Thank you.
That's if we get the panel, but we shouldn't have a problem.
Got it.
Anybody got anything regarding the schedule?
Just please, everybody, give me direction, get that meeting set up, and we're good.
Hold on a second.
So, hold on. So, durations on...
Yeah, you shrink your schedule.
Next topic...
You get the overtime. Everybody gets the overtime.
Next topic is field coordination. This kind of goes with the two-week look-ahead. I do need a two-week look-ahead from Piazza. Everyone else gave them. At this time, I'll go around now, and you guys can tell me what you got going on for the next 2 weeks. I'll start with Mike from Lombardo.
We got fire park, academic building, mop sinks, academic building, insulation, some pump panels in the elevator pits, and sewage ejector pump in the community building.
What's sprinkler doing?
They're doing fire caulk. They started on the fourth floor and they're working their way down.
Good.
You read my mind. Thank you.
Can that get inspected before we start throwing ceilings up?
So when are you going to start throwing ceilings up?
Well, can it get inspected before we start putting ceilings up? As soon as he's done, can it get inspected? So less people above the ceiling, once we put it on, the better.
I mean, that's the idea, but when are you going to start throwing ceilings up?
A couple weeks.
Okay. So now everybody hears that you're going to start doing ceilings and they get their shit out of the ceiling. Excuse my French.
Mike, can you start to
say it in French?
Yes.
Can you start to
I believe
first?
So, yes. Yeah.
I can.
Thank you.
Yep. If that happens, yes. That's.
Mike Piazza, what do you got going on next 2 weeks?
Oh, my goodness. Brick, stair B, brick on stair A, linkway, completing brick in courtyard, girt strips, insulation, courtyard for the panels, veneer stone, link, / community building, courtyard, veneer stone, brick at the community building, rocking fourth floor, continue to tile bathrooms, fourth down.
Can we get the air stuff off the first floor so we can go down to there and start rocking?
So you got a handful of stuff there, that's good. Can't think of anything else.
Who was that question to, Nick?
No, I'm just talking to Mike if we get up the first floor.
Yeah, we'll. That's all the other trades material on there.
I know, but floor. Did they get trailers to put them in there? So we can get knock it out. We're taking our stuff out of there. So we can, you know.
I believe most of them have trailers.
I'm walking by.
J&M's got ductwork that's going to go up.
It's in the basement?
No, first floor. He's talking first day. The Mason's got his mixer in the security office.
I have something else. Within the next 2 weeks, we're going to be starting some block fill in the basement of the academic building. Some door frame painting. Getting that tuned up. They're going to, you know, start getting the basement ready.
Thank you, Mike. Jim from JM, what you got next 2 weeks?
2 weeks we have ductwork / insulation, refrigeration piping / insulation. I can't comment on the base boiler radiation until I go out there and see it myself. control wiring, cabinet heater installation, and convectors.
What was that last one, Jim?
Diesel,
fuel oil.
Thank you, sir.
Who's installing the tank that goes with the generator? Bring up the elephant in the room.
The tank, the fuel oil tank.
There's like a.
It's a small tank, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be above the generator.
That's for.
It's on the floor right now.
I think that's for the exhaust.
Is that the exhaust?
Is it a muffler?
It is a muffler.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is. That makes more sense. So who's putting that in? Is that you?
That's you guys, right?
I don't think so.
It's not us.
Is the exhaust pipe going out the building? I mean, we're working on
the engine. No, he's got the flue going all the way up and out. That's in.
So probably. Yeah, I'll check into that.
Yeah. And Jose Talt Electric, what do you got next 2 weeks?
So we'll be working on the panels on the second, third, fourth floor, which is tying into the branch circuiting, tying into the feeders, installing light fixtures on the second, third, and fourth floor, installing speaker back boxes on the second, third, and fourth floor, installing speaker wires on the second, third, and fourth floor, roughing in the kitchen and the cafeteria, wiring devices, installing wiring conduit and the fire alarm panel back boxes throughout the building, and continue to work with the masons on the exterior of the building. There's nothing in the community building. Last meeting I mentioned that we'd like to go ahead and install the panels in the community building, but we were told to hold off for a couple of weeks because of the water. So are we okay to proceed?
I think you've been keeping it under control in there.
So should we go ahead and install them? They go underwater.
Care.
What is that?
But it goes underwater.
Well, the unit was loaded in the basement yesterday. It's not going to
hold the job up. It's not going to hold the job up. No reason going down there. It's not going to hold the job up. Put it out.
Every time you get a heavy rain, you get water in that building.
Well, if that's the case, then you can't work on it.
The heavy rain, we're talking about two different things. Right. The heavy rain that's coming in from the ceiling or the roof or the slab up above is different than the flooding that we had that one time. Yes?
Twice we had the flooding.
So my thoughts on that, and I think ask everybody to reserve comments on the water in the building until everything is tied in. Do we tie in all the drains? Do we clear all the areas that have the storm drains on them? Then we can make a decision.
Perfect.
Jose, did you have anything else?
Well, just on the water in the building, is there something available if you expect a heavy rain overnight to block some of these entrances? Did you have sandbags here at one point?
We made a sand barricade in this entrance where the main water was rushing in.
Well, I just think there should be some emergency provisions.
Get a couple of sandbags.
Mike from Lombardo, at the last meeting you requested basement walls to be framed out in the community building. How's that?
It came out good. They did it for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you slowed your shower there, right?
I did.
Okay.
At the last meeting, Piazza stated they need the bathroom light fixture sooner than later. Tall stated they should be available. What's the status on that?
They're in.
And sprinkler heads were set in the ceiling grid. That I know for sure. Anything else on field coordination?
Chris?
Yes, sir.
Can we get this into the meeting minutes? You know, we have bearing 8 installed on a 12-inch high frame, which is on a 4-inch high pad. There's 16 inches. Any water that goes above that is going to destroy that unit.
What is it now?
16 inches.
No, no, what do you mean?
ERU-8.
In the basement unit in the community building. ERU-8
in the basement in the community. Thank you.
So we have 16 inches of clearance before we get any water.
Right. So I would suggest that you have some pumps in place and someone monitoring that, especially if you get heavy rains. That unit is no less than 150 grand, upwards of 200 grand.
Well, now that the 40 we're still getting roof water through the roof of the wall, is it covered? Is it covered?
It will be covered. We have to take the plastic off of it, but the plastic is not going to protect it.
So no, we have some flood coming up. Right now, we have water coming down.
Yeah, we will cover it.
Okay.
Water that's coming in to us is minimal. Okay? Good. And we just finished with a portion of the roof with the bricker. Bricky's got to go up. And then we can cover that roof. Your problem is the building is lower than the street, and that's where the water's coming from. When you have a heavy rain, it's a river. I have videos of it.
Yeah, so we're well aware of that. Stop trying to spin it around. We're well aware of that, Nick, and we're looking at options with the owner. Every building in this neighborhood has floors below the street level.
I know, but when you designed it, you should have raised it.
Yeah, well,
so let's go from there.
Go get an architecture license, and then you can be the designer, all right. Okay?
All right. Go get a building license, and you can be the builder.
Come on, guys, stop.
All right, next topic.
Wait, just real quick. Yeah. Mike, a first floor framing is all done. Is there any areas that still have to be...
It's not all done.
It's not?
There's a couple spots where the health suite, final doorways have to be installed, where the mason... He's getting out of the building.
Do you have that on?
Is he getting out of the building?
Yeah, he was supposed to move his mixer yesterday and get out. But there was a lot more things involved. There's more to worry about than just one thing. So I had him plan to move out, and then we had to stop that, dig up for the Verizon wires and your piping to get in. So we left him inside. There's many reasons why he didn't move out yet, but...
All right, but he sounds like he's moving out now.
Yeah, should be any day now.
Great. So you thinking within the next 2 weeks, frame and first floor are done?
I would say yes. Yep. Yep, cafeteria, first floor. Really all we have left is a couple little miscellaneous walls by the front entrance, security room. Get someone coming in, they can pass with the mason throughout, and the door frames in the health suite. You should be buttoned up. Is there a certain spot that you need that's holding you up like...
I think the health street, there's some walls there that's got to get framed. We got some devices, I think the cafeteria, there's some...
So what I mentioned.
Yeah.
There's some soffits on the upper floors, the hallways, where they finished
this. Fourth floor, I believe, is 100% complete with soffits. Okay. Is that what you're asking, the fourth floor soffits?
Yeah, last week they weren't done.
It's got a lot of men.
Yeah, no, I have that large one.
Yeah, that
open
not...
area, I haven't done that yet.
Right.
But, okay.
But the
we're gaining
ones.
On it, yep.
All right, next topic, record documents, daily field reports. I just need 2 weeks from J&M. Everyone else is up to date.
We got Piazzas?
Yeah, they're all up to date.
Oh.
As of everyone's up to date from 10
to
20.
Oh, I was speaking to
you. Oh, God. Okay.
That's separate. I already kind of covered that.
Yeah.
Next topic, permit requirements. Just a reminder, all primes are to provide copies of permits to Savin. SiteWorks still to submit permits for street opening for sewer storm and street opening for sewer and Radford Lawrence Sanitary.
I spoke with Artie yesterday. Uh-huh. They're in the process of doing it. I follow up with him like every other day.
Okay.
So
in the city's hands right now.
So the CCD was provided to Piazza and signed on 10/20. And any idea when the work will start?
Yes, when we're going to get paid for coming across the Cortland, because that was a part of the original CCD, and we did that work, so we didn't cross Van Cortland. That was a $50-some-odd thousand change order. He needs to get paid on that. And also, the DocuSign or one of the papers that came in had to be corrected.
So let's start with
CCD?
That. Let's start with
that. Had to be corrected. No, we haven't gotten that one.
So I usually sign all the DocuSigns.
Right. What? We gave the credit. Credit. Your credit was 73,000. Our credit was 76. So there should be, we're giving you back more than what you guys want to take back. But there's other work that needs to get paid that the gentleman did in order not to hold up the job.
So that's a change order, Nick?
That was part of the revised 49, that they made 59, then they went back to the original a year later to the 49. But meanwhile, we had to cross the street, and there was a change order involved in that was part of the original change order. So the guy's got to get paid for his change order, or he's not going to proceed with the other work, and we need the proper paperwork.
I'll look into it today.
Okay.
Okay, we talked about construction observations regarding the curved tiered seating. KGD reviewed it at the last meeting and sent their approval on 10/19. Piazza has addressed the construction fencing and barriers, but along McLean and Lawrence still need to be addressed. Regarding PCO 68, this PCO has been voided, and Piazza has issued PCO 77 in its place, which has been approved and issued. Piazza has cleaned the community building basement. It looks a lot better. Different deal with possible water issues. We already discussed this. KGD noted that temporary protection should be in place since permanent tie-ins into the street are not completed. Anything
wait,
else?
Wait, but we couldn't tie into the street until we get this change order. And that took almost a year. So.
What change order is that?
That's that
the
change CCD. Order for
that's
the
CCD. CCD
right?
Same
one.
Thing.
Okay. Next topic is submittals. I did send out the submittal log this morning. I have a few that still need, but we definitely still need the projection screen shop drawings, similar stone countertop shop drawings, and ornamental fencing product data. Those were never submitted.
What shop drawings and countertop?
Simulated stone countertop.
I thought those were part of the millwork shop.
Yeah, they're on the millwork. If you're looking at that.
Brian, is that the case?
Yeah, remember
is
we
that
sent
part
that email?
Of the
not sure.
The email went out the other day about that.
So we'll look into that.
Okay. Let me see to look into that.
But we also need the color of mine we're talking about on the stainless steel. Stainless steel is in good shape. We need that band, I guess. The color on a band for the stainless steel. Gus talked to you about it?
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need that so the guy can do that, and then we're in good shape with the kitchen equipment.
Submittals pending design team. The King schedule was submitted 9/25. Storm utility drain piping submitted 10/11. Those are really the only ones that are pending. We did have a few that were submitted this week. That's the roof rails at the community building for coordination under steel decking. Metal fabrication, stair E. joint sealants, masonry caulk color selection.
The mock-up for the caulking is out there.
Okay.
And you just got okay to color and we're ready to go.
Where is it?
So we're going
to
look up.
Yeah, I'll take you to it. It's on the backside of stair B. Okay. They clear the pathway and everything.
Okay.
I need to look. What are you wearing?
We're good.
And the, and the gym equipment shop drawings were also submitted this week.
Yay. Yes. I was so happy to see that. I was like, yes.
I'm 40 feet.
Robert's leaving. Bye.
The gym equipment.
I can't sit up anymore. My leg.
Gym equipment.
Robert.
Hold on. I want to go back.
Is that the structural gym equipment? Like the hoops and stuff? Like what gym equipment is that?
Specifically, it was a basketball.
Yeah, it was the draper for the hoops. Yeah.
I think they just changed the attachment to the structure.
Got it.
I want to go back. I sent an email earlier in the week. It may have been yesterday, but it seems so long ago. Arc Mills was supposed to send out an updated list of what they sent or received or whatever. Becker had asked that a while ago, but nobody got back to me. I think I sent it to Gus.
I saw that.
What is Arc Mills?
Hardware guy, and how well doors. So what do you need?
Can we follow up on that?
What do you need, Nancy?
It was in the email. They were wanted to confirm what had been ordered, what had been sent, so when they get it, they can keep track of it.
Okay.
So Becker wanted this.
So can we get that
question?
Have you sent an email?
I have to look when I get back, and I'll certainly take care of it if it hasn't.
I don't think. Was on.
Yeah, I don't think I was. I
talking
don't remember
about the
seeing
missing
it.
Keys? Yeah, you weren't on.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, I wasn't on it. Okay.
Okay. Next topic is RFIs. As per this list, 304 is still open.
Ventube.
Yeah.
Jim, we're good, right? Ventube now.
It's the RFI.
We figured it out.
EC 254.
So it's still open, so can we close that?
Yeah,
we're going to have very few, but a couple
packages. Okay. Aren't those panels removable anyway? No, right to the right.
Jumped
in the way. Not in the back of the cabin, on the left and right of the cabin.
Even better.
Two. Okay.
Before you're putting the you have a copy of the shop signs? Okay.
So we can close the
RFI. Great.
EC 254, that can be closed also. PCO 16 was sent to KG&D. So that's already being worked on.
Brian, do you have any questions on that?
I don't think so. I just got a...
That's the door frame wire?
Yes.
Yep.
They were drilling for that, right?
Yep.
Okay. EC 316 is closed.
Oh, no, it's not.
It
all
is.
Right.
Did you see it?
Did they
did
send?
Did you see the response?
I looked at it.
I don't
what?
Think you saw it.
What?
316.
Yeah, it's not on the list.
What? Not what was
pictures.
The response?
She switched it to
white. White.
Mm-hmm.
The color
yeah.
white.
Okay, so you saw it.
But the 2-foot fixture, they don't... We submitted the 4-foot fixture. They want a 2-foot fixture. That manufacturer doesn't make a 2-foot fixture. So I submitted a revision to that.
Is that, that, is that just type
yeah,
P?
Yeah, there's a new type P one on there.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the new one.
And you're okay with Brian?
I thought we were, though. Can you talk about this?
Yeah, I submitted the...
I just got to go and check.
Lawsuit.
I think
we're
fine.
All right.
It looks like BGA.
It's
already,
in my
yeah.
All
right, so we're both right.
And...
Type P.
RFI 280, that's still open as well. And 315 is closed. 322 is open, which is regarding
what
the
same.
Okay, so three.
There's two about it's like a marker board.
I mean, Russ, if you followed the meeting minutes, they're all listed.
Okay, wait a minute. The marker boards came back. Closed. Okay.
Yes, and you guys submitted a new RFI 322.
Yep.
And it's
because apparently the vendor that's specified doesn't make what you guys are looking
yes.
for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On the marker board?
No, it's
an
end
panel for the bookcases.
Right.
So then 322 is
so
still
we
up.
Just need to find something else.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm working on this.
Yeah. That's in Brian's court?
Yep.
Yes.
Why don't we just laminate a piece of
piece on hand of it.
Warriors
Court. Okay, good.
That's
the
millwork.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
All right, that's it for RFIs.
Mm-hmm.
Next topic would be new items. Talt still needs ITG updated drawings, still missing some. Need drawings from ITG and for KGD to clarify a few items. Meeting with ITG was held on 10-12.
So on 10-12, did they get those things they needed?
Oh, so hold on. Most of the 10-12 meeting was with Brian about some where we're putting monitors and where we're changing gates, wiring. I never saw anything come in after that. He was missing the card readers for the gates over here on the playground site.
Whose court is it in?
Brian's.
Isaac.
Is it not in your book, Brian?
It's your vendor. Mostly.
It's me and Isaac need to summarize the result of our meeting.
And just and part of that meeting was to discuss the wiring, which we submitted on the wiring, and it was approved with no exceptions taken. And according to the meeting that we had with Isaac, all that wiring was wrong. The wiring that was submitted was wrong. So we have to resubmit on all the wiring.
What date was that meeting?
You mean why that was installed?
Hasn't been installed yet.
Just submitted.
So it sounds like we need a call to Isaac.
Well, we had the meeting and he said just go by it.
He said follow what's on the drawing.
Correct.
Which is what they're going to do.
Okay.
But the problem is that they submitted something previously that was approved, but now it shouldn't have been approved for that purpose, I guess. We got to go back to that submittal and see what it says.
Well, I mean,
I don't know that it was specific to that back then.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Con Ed, that work was completed for the first temporary service. Talt did the switchover. Nickerson was on site. We already talked about that. That's the basketball hoop shop drawings. Shielding of the power lines on Lawrence, that was completed. Piazza requested sign-off of top-of-wall fire-stopping inspections. We did have the inspection on 10/18. We received the report yesterday and forwarded it over to Piazza.
Sent that to you this morning.
There's a few areas that need to be addressed.
4-4-4?
Yes.
Well, did you do just 4-4?
You might have did a little bit of...
You did a bunch of different things on there.
It might have been a little bit...
I'll see
it.
Yeah.
Okay. The final checklist should basically be whatever Joe's report says, yeah? Regarding sewer connections, Piazza and Savin, we already talked about the CCD. Regarding temporary heat, Tall gave J&M the list of which needs to be powered. Tall stated in 20 units and not 13. Tall still needs info on all HVAC units.
That's been
completed
and submitted.
Okay. Regarding baseboard radiation, that was already talked about. Installation of the gas rig pad. Once again, it's the start once the scaffolding comes down. It's just way too dangerous to kind of do that stuff with the scaffolding still.
Did Jeff look at that this week?
We did. We laid it out.
Okay.
It's not holding up anybody. We talked to Lombardo on that.
Regarding furniture, we already know the status. Piazza stated due to three-phase power not being completed, their elevator sub was unable to start at the original date, and Piazza will now advise on a new start date.
It was 8 weeks from that. It was 8 weeks from that time. Chris.
You guys can shorten that, right?
It's not us, Michael. It's the Schindler. But we
usually
will.
Usually, we're waiting for the elevator to get here.
But
sounds like we'll be waiting again.
No, the elevator is in storage, Michael. Oh. It's just the crews are on a different job.
Got it.
And Piazza at the last meeting stated there's an issue with the 12 Radford power line, and this is holding up block work in that area.
That issue's been resolved.
The issue with the
12 Radford's resolved.
That's great.
And the playground area, everybody knows it's going to require a little bit of coordination once we get to that point.
I do want to bring that up. You're working on an event with a vendor, picking out a thing. We got to coordinate that with Piazza when they do their. I mean, it's not going to happen now, but.
I would imagine I'm trying to purchase. What am I doing with? I'm not purchasing the fixtures, right? Or am I?
The equipment, yes.
Yes, I am.
It's you.
So I'm trying to do that off of a cooperative rather than go out to bid.
Okay.
So that's the issue I'm having with purchasing, but I'll keep you posted on it.
Okay.
Because that will require footings, so that will need to go in before Piazza does some of the work.
Right.
Okay.
So who does the footings? You guys?
No.
You.
You guys.
I do.
Well, okay. Whoever you get to
install. Whoever you get, they come and do the footings too.
They're just going to do the final.
Got it.
The surfacing.
Because I'm guessing the edges of the rubber will follow whatever he gets.
And we got to make sure that whatever you select.
Sometimes it goes
the fall protection level.
Such
as
where.
The fall factor, right?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, they'll do all that.
Right.
So you're doing the pour in place.
Yes.
Surface, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just gotta make sure that it matches the quicker.
So I don't know what the drawings show right now specifically. I don't know if it's like a square or just an area.
The area is shown.
It should jive with whatever they get.
So typically,
let's just make sure.
In a pre-K-8 setting, there's two playgrounds, and I know we don't have that. So it's usually from babies pre-K to 2, and then 2 to 6, and nothing for 7 and 8. So how does that? How are we doing that here? Are we just doing...
I think we allowed for 2 pieces of equipment.
I said you guys plan there's sort of like 2 areas. Yeah. You'll see.
No.
But,
okay. All right, got it.
And then we all get to test it out when it's in.
Well, that's how they do it.
We'll be able to pre-K.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? When can we get these trailers out of here?
We set up April.
On the fourth floor?
Yeah. We set up for April.
April?
It may be sooner.
Why? Why can't we get them before December? If you want the big push. If you want me to push, I'm going to push.
But where are you putting us?
Take a room in there like we're going to do.
I'll take the room without the window in it.
So let's work that out. We'll work that out.
I'm moving the building. I don't give a crap.
They want April. Okay, April. I'm not pushing. April. Fine.
We can continue. We can talk about it. Go ahead.
The next project meeting is scheduled for November 8th. And at this point, I'll go around now. If anybody has anything new to add, they can do so. Nick, you got anything?
No. I don't let the lawyer speak on it.
All right.
Mike Lombardo, you got anything?
All right, no, thank you.
Fran?
No, thank you.
Joe?
He has a payment 17.
Have an offline discussion about that.
Anything else, Joe?
No.
Mike, you got anything?
I'm okay right now.
Thank you, sir. Russ, you got anything?
No, I'm okay. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Michael, you got anything?
Nope.
Pepin?
Just one thing. There should be some cleaning of the side streets.
We need to look.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's all I have.
Paul. Paul's got to do a better job at cleaning the roads. Because he's not.
They have to do a job of cleaning the roads, not a better job.
No, I said because they're not. So, I understand site work isn't here.
The Masons.
They're
still all running
mess.
Around.
They're tracking.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
get
them all.
Please.
No? Al, did you have anything new?
No.
Nancy, anything else?
I do. ADA push buttons for ADA entrances. Are those provided and installed by Piazza?
No. We never provide an A to have to push
this. Well, bring it up because it's a question, so. There are 18 of those push buttons when you go to the store and the door opens.
The handicap buttons for entrance.
ADA.
Part
of the hardware?
Well, I guess that's what I'm asking.
Is it specified as part of the hardware?
I didn't see anything.
The door being electrified. Yes. I don't know about how to look into the button.
I don't think so either, but...
Is it code?
The security drawings show ADA buttons. I don't think they're providing them.
No,
you don't have a complete security code. Security plan.
There's a note on the security plan they're provided by others.
You don't have it.
Stalled and provided by
others. You have the architect that works on it over to talk to you. It's not there, buddy.
Okay.
So we'll look into it.
Yeah.
Is it on ITG drawings?
It is, but I think it's just for wiring purposes.
It's shown on ITG drawings as provided and installed by others. So I looked at the electrical drawings, and the only thing that we have to do is provide a junction box up in the ceiling with 110-volt power to it. So I'm assuming these are low-voltage devices with a little transformer up in the ceiling, because the drawings indicate that the controller and the device is by others.
But
so,
typically that's tied in with the whole hardware system.
I don't know.
Well,
so
I've never provided the push or any jobs. Never.
So,
I have on a different job, but
so
we'll get back with everybody.
I'm not sure who's got to do it, but we're bringing power to the junction box, and whoever is going to be providing them, they have to install it and bring the conduit and the low voltage wiring to that junction box up in the
main
ceiling.
Main door has it. Is there a door?
There's eight locations.
The hold opens.
That's something else.
Yeah.
No, not the hold.
Separate. The hold opens. We're getting and giving to you and you're installing.
Correct.
The hold opens. Correct. Yeah, that's a hold open.
Because that's part of our hardware package.
So Jose, we'll look into it. We'll get back to everybody today.
Okay.
Nancy, anything else?
No.
Jim, you have anything new?
No, it's kind of old, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. Our primary focus is on temporary heat. Okay? We're going to try and get the first floor done first, then second, then third, then fourth.
Can you start from the top? Because until everybody moves out of there...
Heat rises.
Wait, say that again. Okay. What was your focus? You lost me. I got that part.
One floor, starting in the first level.
Why?
Because heat rises.
I know that, but why?
It seems to be what everyone is going to need.
Because it's lighter than air.
6 weeks. Why? Okay, 6 weeks from now. Presumably, we have an enclosed building.
Because I'm not.
Okay, we start the heat.
I'm saying why. Why would you start there?
Well, it should be more like second, third, fourth, and then go back and do the first.
Do we need Jim to start somewhere else? Just
second. I would start the second with the same concept that heat rising.
Using baseboard radiation. That would have been my primary focus. Baseboard radiation is not enough BTUs to temporarily heat this building. That's why we're going with the air.
But second, third, I understand your theory. First floor is going to be the last thing that we're focusing on. So if we could do
What's
second, third
floor. What's the difference in time between the first floor and the fourth?
First floor is going to be the easiest.
No, but what from when you start to when you finish, how much time goes by, typically?
4 weeks.
How many?
4 weeks.
Jim,
that's significant.
You do what you got to do, and we'll be right behind you, trust me.
Okay.
You don't know what's going to be happening in the next 3 weeks.
Even if you have to use temporary enclosures, you cannot leave the building open. You'll never make 50.
Listen, if the outside windows on McLean Avenue is our access, we'll dress them up with insulated blankets, because that's the only one, unless they want to pay for people bringing shit up the stairs. Yeah, figure it out. And these end corners will be in good shape to make them finish up here, and that's it.
Okay.
Jim, anything else?
That's all I got.
Thank you, sir. Nick, you got anything?
Just one thing, Nick. Until they move, you force us out of here into the building. Can you have somebody clean the trailer?
Sure.
You guys are supposed to maintain it.
No problem.
All right, please.
You want Mr. Future here to do it too? Mr.
Huh?
Clean, how do you want to clean it? Lysol, Mr. Clean, whatever you want.
Get an outside service.
I want the laborer from Canada
week,
to come here.
Next
I'll
item.
I'll chat with him.
You know what I mean?
Nick, anything else?
No, that's it.
So,
Paul, you got anything?
Okay, thanks.
Brian?
Nothing.
Jose?
Yeah. So we started looking at the rooftop units that are going to be installing these disconnect switches. So there's about 12 units that we ran into possible problems. So there's three things. They were either, the wiring was either undersized, the disconnect switch is the wrong size, or the circuit breaker is the wrong size. In some instances, it's all three of them. So we're going to be submitting an RFI.
But disconnects mounted by the manufacturer?
No, these are the disconnects that are going to be mounted on the exterior of the
units. So if the wire, can I ask a question? If the wire, who ran the wire?
We ran the wire, as per the drawings.
And you're saying now you think it's undersized?
We looked at the units in the field that were installed, and looks like the wiring is undersized, unless they approved a unit that shouldn't have been approved.
All right, but you're fine.
Is that, assuming you're correct, is that how bad does that impact climate control?
Well, if the unit is supposed to be providing this temporary heat, you have to run new wiring in some cases. We have to change the circuit breakers on the panels, which are already here. And we have to, we haven't bought the disconnect switches yet.
So the big issue is the wire.
we have to run new and the circuit breaker. We have to change the circuit breaker.
We don't. We can't answer the question until we know what it is.
All right. Let's get an RFI. So let's not speculate on the impact until we see the RFI.
Okay. I'm just asking the question.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, guys. That's it for the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
You skipped Brian.
No. Oh no, Brian.
This is Brian.